Welcome to 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Microsoft unveiled a slew of new products yesterday. We got the Surface Pro 6, a new Surface laptop, and an update to that ginormous Surface Studio. But the biggest surprise was a new pair of Surface headphones. And it's funny that Microsoft, which has slowly been shifting away from consumers and towards big business, they still keep experimenting with these new products. Joe, what's your biggest takeaway from this event?
I mean, I think it's interesting. It'd be very easy to make the criticism that it's sort of a throwing stuff against the wall sort of thing, you know, like coming out like, oh, hey, there's headphones here.
Right.
But the thing about the Surface products is they really do feel pretty like fully baked when they come out.
Yeah.
So the headphones seem like David Carnoy got an exclusive and got to hear about how they've been working on it for 3 years.
Right.
But aside from the headphone surprise, you know, the laptop and the tablet, they really just kind of are superficial upgrades to...
Right, a lot of internal spec upgrades.
Yeah, that's not a full redesign. On those two, people will have to wait until next year if they're looking for something that really changes.
I do want to talk about the headphone more because they've got the knobs or the dials on each side of the head, one for volume, one for noise cancellation, which I actually find kind of brilliant.
I think so too.
Yeah,
and dials are a big part of Surface Studio.
Yes, exactly. They've got some experience with that. And so I've got a pair of Bose noise canceling headphones. I mean, I just got them sadly, but I would at least try these. It's just interesting that Microsoft put up this new product and I'm already kind of interested in it.
One of the downsides from the headphones, it seems, is that the battery life via wireless is not great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 15 hours, which doesn't hold up very well. I mean, I know with my wireless noise canceling headphones, I can go days.
Yeah, same here with my Bose headsets, but that's kind of sad. I guess it's got the touch controls, though. It's got these little gimmicks that are like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm going to drain your battery.
Yeah. And I guess it works... Sadly, it works with just Cortana.
Well, I mean, what do you expect?
I don't know. They've got a whole deal with Amazon. I was hoping at least some Alexa help, but I don't know. We'll see. All right. Lastly, I want to talk a little bit about or tease my explainer on Gigabit LTE. It is a form of pre-5G network technology that's been the carriers have been steadily upgrading already. It's been around for a while, but it's got a new bit of relevance because the iPhone XS and XS Max now support it. Unfortunately, the iPhone XR does not yet or won't support it. But as the name suggests, it gives you theoretically a peak speed of 1 gigabit per second of LTE speeds. And that is pretty much as fast as your fastest home connection.
Wow.
So
it's noticeable a difference.
Yeah, it's noticeable difference. I mean, you're never going to get that theoretical peak, but
yeah.
If trials or tests have shown that you can get speeds of megabits per second, which is a significant bump from what we're getting now. I think T-Mobile has the highest average speed right now according to OpenSignal, and that's around 20.
Yeah,
so significantly higher.
Yeah,
that means more. I don't know.
Less buffering.
Being able to download videos in minutes instead of hours. But yes, for all the details on Gigabit LTE, check it out. The explainer is on CNET today. So for our full coverage, follow us on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.